It's not often I interview the same parent twice in the same month, but for Indianapolis mom Amy Goldsmith, I decided to make an exception.
Hello?
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Kyle.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Do you mind if I just jump right in here?
Of course not.
Oh, okay, so good. I'm wondering, actually, if you remember this, we were chatting a little earlier this year about rating schools based on standardized test results, and you were wondering why we only had one statewide test per year. Why not have two tests?
You would have a pretest, and then you would have the educational experience throughout the year, and then at the end of the term, you would have a post-test.
You remember saying all that, right?
Yes, I do.
It turns out the state has done something pretty similar to that. The state says it's now going to look really closely at this year's testing data and figure out how much students have improved from last year to this year. And they call this a growth model, which I'm sure you've looked into this. But they
right.
say this way, way better than the old way, than the No Child Left Behind system it replaces. But there's, of course, disagreement about this. So I guess I just wanted to play you some tape, Amy, that would summarize the debate for you a little bit. And then I'd come back and get your reactions about it. That sound okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, let's start with Derek Rettleman. He's the Indiana Chamber of Commerce's resident education guy. And he says, Amy, your explanation is pretty close, except there's no new pretest. I'll just use last year's ISTAP results.
We will look at the change from last year to this year, but instead of saying, okay, did you gain a year this year? Instead, what they're going to say is, how much did you gain compared to other kids who started out like you?
This is where Rettleman's problems start.
Parents ought to be livid about this. Because if you're a parent of a kid who's behind, you don't want your child compared to other kids who are behind. You want to know, is your kid catching up or not?
Rettleman says state officials missed the point of a growth model to see whether students are gaining a year's worth of knowledge or more. Rettleman was one of 30 speakers against the growth model at a state board hearing last month, but he says he doesn't feel heard. Lafayette Superintendent Ed Eiler also testified against the growth model.
If they were listening, they weren't listening very hard because there was absolutely no modification as a result of that testimony.
Eiler says there is an appropriate use for a growth model, but it requires different kinds of testing than we have now. Otherwise, statistical irregularities in the data could produce unfair letter grade ratings for schools. But Jonathan Plucker of IU's Center for Evaluation and Education Policy says he's seen the data, and he says the state has shown him the system works.
As they really walked me through this growth model, I came out a couple hours later fairly convinced that those are not going to be very, very big issues. I really don't think so.
Plucker agrees with State Superintendent Tony Bennett. This plan is better than what we had before. It's complex, it's not perfect, but it's better. So let's give it a shot.
People right, left, and center seem to have problems with the new system, which in my contrarian nature makes me think we should be trying this then, and let's see if this actually may work for everybody.
So, Amy, you still there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so, Amy Goldsmith, you wanted a system that measures growth between a pretest and a post-test.
Right.
Do you think that we have that system now?
I didn't exactly wish for a growth model. I wished for the pretest and post-test type of, I guess, a different growth model than what I got. So something is better than nothing, maybe, but I still don't think it's the best possible, you know, most scientifically, statistically accurate way to perform the testing.
Amy, thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you, Kyle. Anytime.
And for State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.